Welcome to Zichru Daf Siman, member by Avram Goldar, and today Mezekhus Baba Basra, Daf Ayin Beis, the last Daf in the fourth parak, Hamurcheres Abayis. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara proves that Rabbi Shimon cannot hold like Rabbi Kiva that mocher ba'ayin yafa mocher from a brisa. If someone is makdish three trees planted in a density of 10 trees per beisah, it's considered a field of trees, and the land and trees between them are also hektish. Therefore, it's redeemed at the rate for a steachuza, an ancestral field, meaning an area for planting a chomer of barley for 50 shekels divided between 49 years, not according to their value. If there is less or more space between the three trees, so it's not a proper field of trees, or sheikdishan bezeh chazeh, or if he was makdish them, one after the other, not simultaneously, the land and trees between them are not hektish, so the hektish trees are redeemed according to their market value. This price, which holds that being makdish two trees does not automatically make the land hektish, cannot follow Rabbi Kiva's view that even a sale is made by Ayin Yafa, nor even the Rabban who agreed that hektish is made by Ayin Yafa, and land would be included with two trees. Therefore, it must be Rabbi Shimon, and he must hold that even hektish is made by Ayin Ra. Point number two, in a price, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon say that if someone purchases a field from his father, was makdish it, and then his father died, it's still redeemed at the rate of a steachuz, because the pasuk says he mestay miknaso asher lo misteachuzaso. But if one is makdish his acquired field that is not of his ancestral fields, which they darshan sadishen ruyuyot steachuzet, only a field which was not fit to be an ancestral field is considered an acquired field and redeemed at market value. This excludes this field, which is fit to be an ancestral field, since he inherits it when his father dies. Remer says this is considered an acquired field, and the pasuk excludes where the father died before he was makdish, because he was makdish an ancestral field. The Gemara assumes that Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda hold the pasuk excludes even their case, mishum da'azli basar pidyon, because they follow the time of redemption, and the father died before the redemption in their case. This contradicts the Seifa, the previous brisa, which was attributed to Rabbi Shimon. The Gemara answers that although they generally do not follow the time of redemption, they see an indication in the pasuk that excludes even their case. And point number three, Rav Huna said, Harva murka v'sadna shikma, a grafted carob tree or a pruned sycamore tree, Taurus ilan alav v'taurus karkal alav, has the status of a tree and has the status of land. It has the status of a tree, the heket da'aktish ozabin shnei ilanos v'hayyeshul karka, where one was makdish or sold two trees plus this carob or sycamore, the recipient receives land along with the trees, because we consider the carob as a tree for a total transaction of three trees. It has the status of land, delo mizdabin agavara, in that it is not sold along with land as opposed to ordinary trees. Rav Huna also said, Omer sheyesh bo sasaim, a sheaf of grain, which contains two saw, Taurus Omer Lav and Taurus Gadish Lav, has the status of a sheaf and has the status of a large heap. It's considered a sheaf in that if it's forgotten with two other sheaves, they are considered three forgotten sheaves and are not left for the poor as shichah. It's considered a heap in that if it's forgotten alone, it is not shichah. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The Gemara proves that Rabbi Shimon cannot hold, like Rabbi Kiva, that mocher ba'an yafa mocher from a brisa. If someone is makdish three trees planted in a density of 10 trees per beisah, it's considered a field of trees, and the land and trees between them are also hektish. Therefore, it's redeemed at the rate for a steachuza, an ancestral field, meaning an area for planting a chomer of barley for 50 shekels divided between 49 years, not according to their value. If there is less or more space between the three trees, so it's not a proper field of trees, or sheikdishan bezeh chazeh, or if he was makdish them, one after the other, not simultaneously, the land and trees between them are not hektish, so the hektish trees are redeemed according to their market value. This price, which holds that being makdish two trees does not automatically make the land hektish, cannot follow Rabbi Kiva's view that even a sale is made by Ayin Yafa, nor even the Rabban who agreed that hektish is made by Ayin Yafa, and land would be included with two trees. Therefore, it must be Rabbi Shimon, and he must hold that even hektish is made by Ayin Ra. Point number two, in a brisa, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon say that if someone purchases a field from his father, was makdish it, and then his father died, it's still redeemed at the rate of a steachuz, because the pasuk says he mestay miknaso asher lo misteachuzaso. But if one is makdish his acquired field that is not of his ancestral fields, which they darshan sadishen ruyuyot steachuzet, only a field which was not fit to be an ancestral field is considered an acquired field and redeemed at market value. This excludes this field, which is fit to be an ancestral field, since he inherits it when his father dies. Vermeer says this is considered an acquired field, and the Pasuk excludes where the father died before he was Makdish, because he was Makdish an ancestral field. The Gemara assumes that Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda hold the Pasuk excludes even their case, Mishum Da'azli Basar Pidyon, because they follow the time of redemption, and the father died before the redemption in their case. This contradicts the Seifa, the previous Brisa, which was attributed to Rabbi Shimon. The Gemara answers that although they generally do not follow the time of redemption, they see an indication in the Pasuk that excludes even their case. And point number three, Rav Huna said, Harva murka v'sadna shikma, a grafted carob tree or a pruned sycamore tree, Taurus ilan alav v'taurus karka alav, has the status of a tree and has the status of land. It has the status of a tree, de'heka da'aktish ozav v'shnei ilanos v'hayyesh v'karka, where one was makdish or sold, two trees plus this carob or sycamore, the recipient receives land along with the trees, because we consider the carob as a tree for a total transaction of three trees. It has the status of land, delam is daben agavara, in that it is not sold along with land as opposed to ordinary trees. Rav Huna also said, Omer sheyesh bo sasaim, a sheaf of grain, which contains two saw, Torah's Omer Lav and Torah's Gadish Lav, has the status of a sheaf and has the status of a large heap. It's considered a sheaf in that if it's forgotten with two other sheaves, they are considered three forgotten sheaves and are not left for the poor as shikha. It's considered a heap in that if it's forgotten alone, it is not shikha. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Ayin Beis, and this one was suggested to us by Rabbi Shai Klein from Manchester. He suggested Ayin Beis is of thick, so we should use a thick piece of cake. So a thick piece of cake is the siman. So here goes. The cake maker who made a big cake to celebrate being poda at market value, the three trees he was makdish, one after the other, told the customer who was makdish a field he purchased from his father who subsequently died that he could make him a stay achuzah cake for the redemption. Now that he finished decorating the cake with a grafted carob tree and pruned sycamore on top, which both have the status of trees in land. Once again, it's a motion. The cake maker, that must be on daf Ayin Beis, thick piece of cake. The cake maker who made a big cake to celebrate being poda at market value, the three trees he was makdish, one after the other, which reminds us that if one was makdish three trees, one after the other, not simultaneously, the land and trees between them are not hektish, so the hektish trees are redeemed according to their market value. So the cake maker who made a big cake to celebrate being poda at market value, the three trees he was makdish, one after the other, told the customer who was makdish a field he purchased from his father, who subsequently died, that he could make him a stay achuzah cake for the redemption, which reminds us, in a brace, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon say that if someone purchases a field from his father, was makdish it, and then his father died, it is still redeemed at the rate of a stay achuzah, because the pasuk says, v'im astei miknaso asholom yistei achuzaso. But if one is makdish his acquired field that is not of his ancestral fields, which they darshan, sadashein rui liyo stei achuzah, only a field which was not fit to be an ancestral field is considered an acquired field and redeemed at market value. Yatsazazu shrui liyo stei achuzah. That excludes this field, which is fit to be an ancestral field, since he inherits it when his father dies. Vermeer says this is considered an acquired field, and the Pasuk excludes where his father died before he was Makdish, because he was Makdish an ancestral field. So the cake maker who made a big cake to celebrate being poda at market value, the three trees he was makdish, one after the other, told the customer who was makdish a field he purchased from his father, who subsequently died, that he could make him a stay achuzah cake for the redemption. Now that he finished decorating the cake with a grafted carob tree and pruned sycamore on top, where both have the status of trees and land, which reminds us. Rav Huna said, Harva murka v'sadna shikma, a grafted carob tree, or a pruned sycamore tree. Taurus ilan alav v'taurus karka alav has the status of a tree and has the status of land. It has the status of a tree where one was makdish or sold two trees plus this carob or sycamore. The recipient receives land along with the trees because we consider the carob as a tree for a total transaction of three trees. It has the status of land in that it's not sold along with land as opposed to ordinary trees. So once again, the cake maker who made a big cake to celebrate being poda at market value, the three trees he was makdish, one after the other, told a customer who was makdish a field he purchased from his father who subsequently died that he could make him a stay achuzah cake for the redemption. Now that he finished decorating the cake with a grafted carob tree and pruned sycamore on top, which both have the status of trees and land. All right, so now it's time for four Balabach Hazara. Daf Samaches. So the similar Daf Samaches is Schach. So here goes. The wealthy man who bought Schach City, which included the sale of houses, pits, bathhouses, but not the slaves, which reminds us, the next mention states, Hamocher Seir, one who sells a city, Macher Batim Boroshich Ma'aros, he sells its houses, pits, cisterns, and vaults, as well as its bathhouses, dovecotes, all presses, and Beisha Shalachim, which is defined later as either fields requiring irrigation or gardens. If he says he's selling it, and everything in it. Even if there were animals and slaves in the city, they're included in the sale. The Gemara continues with the discussion whether this proves slaves are considered like metaltelin or not. So the wealthy men who bought Tzchach City, which included the sale of houses, pits, bathhouses, but not the slaves, was thrilled. It also included the town clerk to keep records of property boundaries, which reminds us, in the Mishnah from Shimon Gamliel said, the one who sells a city automatically sells the santer. In Babel, they said that this means bar machvanisa, a town clerk, meaning a slave who keeps records of the boundaries of people's properties in the city. Shimon ben Avtuma said it means bage, the fields surrounding the city. So, the wealthy man who bought Tzchach City, which included the sale of houses, pits, bathhouses, but not the slaves, was thrilled it also included the town clerk to keep records of property boundaries and the surrounding field, which included the stones he'd use to weigh down the cut Tzchach on windy days. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states about one who sold a field, Marcus of Vanim Shehem Osarcho. He sold the stones, which are for the field's needs, which the Gemara will define. Daf Samech Tes. So, the Siman Daf Samech Tes raises the soot, and we often use a chimney sweep in the Siman. So, here goes. The chimney sweep, that must mean Rondaf Samach Tes, soot. The chimney sweep, he uses brush to dust off the stones arranged for building a fence, which were included in the sale of a field, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that Avanim Shehenu Sarcha, stones for the needs of the field are sold with the field. In Bavel, this was explained as Avni Dakba, stones for weighing down harvested grain to keep it in place. Ul explained it as Avanim Hasudur Tzagadir, stones arranged for building a fence around the field. So the chimney sweep, he uses brush to dust off the stones arranged for building a fence, which were included in the sale of a field, that were standing in between the field and the two extra palm trees included in the sale, by the seller saying, Aravidikle, which reminds us, one who sells a field automatically includes its trees in the sale, except for mature carob and sycamore trees. If he says, I'm selling you Aravidikle, land and palms, this means he sold two palm trees in addition to the land. Therefore, Yisle Dikle, if he has palms outside this land being sold, Yahavli Tre Dikle, he gives the buyer two of those palms. If he has none, he buys two palms for him to maintain his honesty, although the sale wasn't binding. If he has palms on which others have a shibud, he must redeem them by paying the debt. So the chimney sweep, who uses brush to dust off the stones arranged for building a fence, which were included in the sale of a field, that were standing in between the field and the two extra palm trees included in the sale by the seller saying, Aravidikle, held off from cutting branches off a tree to make a new brush, since it was excluded from the sale by the seller saying, Labar Medikla Planya, which reminds us, if the seller said, I'm selling you the field, Labar Medikla Planya, except for that particular palm, then if the specified tree is Diklatava, a good palm, which produces a normal amount of fruit, then he retained only that palm, but sold the rest. If it is a diklabisha, a bad palm, which produces less than a cup of fruit, then he certainly also retained those palms which do produce fruit. Daf Ayin, so the Siman Daf Ayin is an eye doctor. So here goes. The eye doctor, that must be on Daf Ayin. The eye doctor testing the patient by having him find their carob tree. A seller of a field specifically said was not sold, even though all carob trees are excluded when selling a field, which reminds us, Rav Acha bar Huna asked Rav Sheshes, Chutz Makarov Ploni, if the seller said he's selling his field except for that specific carob tree, Chutz Masadim Ploni, or except for that specific prune sycamore, what is the halacha? Although one normally does not acquire such significant trees with a field, does this phrase imply that the buyer should acquire all the other carobs? Or is this added term presumed to be increasing his rights, or just making absolutely sure he retains it? Rav Sheshes answered that he does not acquire the other carobs either and brings a proof. So the eye doctor testing the patient by having him find the carob tree, a seller of a field specifically said was not sold, even though all carob trees are excluded when selling a field, was distracted by a shomer in the waiting room screaming at the receptionist, I return your glasses and I don't care that you have a shtar, which reminds us, Rav Amram asked Rav Chista, a mafkid etzel chavero b'shtar, if someone left a pikadon with his fellow and it's recorded in a shtar, and the nifkad says, I returned it to you, is he believed? Do we say, migudi boy, amran ansu, meheman, since if he wanted to lie, he could have said the pikadon was lost through an unavoidable accident, and he would be believed, so he's also believed to claim he returned it. Or can the mafkid reply, shtar chabiyadi, my boy, if you returned it, what is your shtar doing in my hand? Had you returned the pikadon, you would have demanded the shtar. Rav Chista said the nifkad is believed. So the eye doctor testing the patient by having him find the carob tree a seller of a field specifically said was not sold, even though all carob trees are excluded when selling a field, was distracted by a shomer in the waiting room screaming at the receptionist, I return your glasses and I don't care that you have a shtar, and an investor arguing with you something about how much of an iska they must return, just the milva half or to be cut in half as well. Which reminds us, it was time to price a Stark Kisa Yotzi Al Yosomim, a certificate of investment, which is brought against Yosomim, meaning an Iska investment, which was managed by the father, which the investor claims from the heir's estate. The Dayan Egoa said, Nishma Vagoba Kul, he swears he was never paid and collected fully. And the Dayan Eretz Yisrael say he swears and collects only half. Since half the money of an Iska is considered like a loan, and half is like a pikadon, the loan half is definitely collected, since the father would have to pay it as well, having no defense against the shtar. The Tanaim argue about the pikadon half. Daf ayin off. So the simmer daf ayin off is a donkey going ee-aw. So here goes. The chum on the donkey rides, that must be on daf ayin off, ee-aw. The children on the donkey rides who passed under the sycamore tree that was included when the land was gifted to the donkey owner, which reminds us, all agree a matan is given by Ein Yafa even more than a sale, and therefore include carob and sycamore trees, which are excluded when one sells a field and everything in it. So, the children on the donkey rides who passed under the sycamore tree that was included when the land was gifted to the donkey owner were told not to pass through the two trees on sold land, which a seller kept for himself, which reminds us, Rav Huna said that although one who bought two trees in someone's field does not acquire any land, whereas a purchase of three trees constitutes a field of trees, and the buyer acquires land under and around them, still, if one sold land and retained two trees there for himself, Yeshua Karka, he has the land beneath and around them. So the children on the donkey rides who passed under the sycamore tree that was included when the land was gifted to the donkey owner were told not to pass through the two trees on sold land which a seller kept for himself, as they came close to see the land the donkey owner was makdish, which included a grafted carob tree and prune sycamore, which reminds us, in the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon said that if one is makdish a field, lohikdish el charva murka v'sad neshikma, he was only makdish from assets normally excluded from a sale, a grafted carob tree and prune sycamore, and not everything else, as the Chachamim say. In a brace, Rabbi Shimon explains why these trees are included, because they are nourished from a field of hekdish. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which daf do we learn why Rabbi Eliezer considers a kafer's dvorim, a beehive, like karka, that's on daf? Samach Vav. Good number two. Which daf do we discuss hekdesh of trees regarding redeeming them according to market value or with the stay achuza rate? That's on daf. Ayin Beis. Good number three. Which daf do we learn that all agree that a matana is given by Ayin Yafa even more so than a sale? That's on daf. Ayin Aleph. Good number four. Which daf do we learn that a chazak on a sand field does not acquire the adjacent riverbed? That's on daf. Samach Zayin. Good number five. Which daf do we discuss if one who sold land and retained two trees for himself retains any land? That's on daf. Ayin off. Good number six. Which daf do we discuss if a shomer is believed to say he returned the pikadon if the mafkid is holding onto a shtar? That's on daf. Ayin. Good number seven. Which daf do we have a case where someone purchased a field from his father and was makdishit and then his father died? That's on daf. Ayin Beis. Good number eight. Which daf to discuss what is meant when one sells a field but excludes a specific tree? That's on daf. Samach Tes. Good number nine. Which daf do we learn carob and sycamore trees have the status of trees and the status of land? That's on daf. Ayin Beis. Good. Number 10. Which daf do we learn a santer is included in the sale of a city and either means a town clerk or the surrounding fields? That's on daf. Samaches. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Goldhar from Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.